Hello everyone and welcome to episode about 11 of the Pig's Ear. Well, what a week it's been for me here in Nagoya, Japan at the junior high school where I teach. I thought it would be a great idea to introduce my students to some folk tales. So I got some readers and looked at some of the old stories like Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and so on. Eventually, I decided that The Three Billy Goats Gruff would be a good story to do with my 12-year-old first-year junior high school students. So, I wrote a little play based on that story. Maybe you've forgotten the story of Three Billy Goats Gruff. Once upon a time, there were three goats and they lived in a rocky field beside a river. On the other side of the river, there was some delicious grass and there was a bridge over the river. Under the bridge lived a horrible, ugly, dangerous, hungry troll. The little goat said he was going to go across the bridge, but mother goat and father goat said, "No, no, 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 the troll will eat you up." Anyway, little goat set out across the bridge and up jumped the troll. "I'm going to eat you up." "No, no, don't eat me up. Mother goat is coming." "Okay, okay, off you go." And then mother goat goes across the bridge and up jumped the troll. "Don't eat me up, don't eat me up. Father goat is coming." "Okay." And mother goat goes across the bridge. And then along comes father goat. And of course he has a big fight with the troll and butts the troll into the river and goes across, and it's a happy ending. But unfortunately, for me, it wasn't a happy ending, and this is why. I divided the students up into groups of four, and in their groups they had to practice the play. One student became father goat, one became mother goat, one became baby goat, and the fourth student became the troll. After one week of practicing, we had a lesson where all the groups performed their plays. And I had made a bridge out of tables under which the trolls hid while the goats crawled across. And this worked very well indeed for the first eight classes. So that's 350 students did this play without any major incident. During the last 5 minutes of the last class, the last group of students performing their play, baby goat crossed the bridge, mother goat crossed the bridge, father goat. And this boy, instead of crawling across the table, he jumped up onto the table and started walking across. Well, up jumped the troll, and next thing, the troll caught the father goat boy by the leg and pulled him off the table. The table fell over and landed on the troll's foot. The father goat went flying halfway across the room and landed on his arm. Both the boys were in considerable pain, and the other students, of course, thought this was very funny. But alas, the boy who had been the troll broke his foot, and the boy who had been father goat broke his arm. I went to his home with his homeroom teacher and visited this poor boy and had to apologize to the boy's mother and to the boy himself for creating such a dangerous English lesson. So you see, learning English in Japan isn't quite as boring as you may imagine, but it's probably more dangerous than you thought. Thank you for listening to this long story that is the end of episode 11 of The Pig's Ear. Goodbye.